My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, prejudice, as defined by the dictionary, is an idea or opinion that is not based on fact, logic, or actual experience. Prejudice is usually referred to as a negative attitude, especially when it is a hatred or intolerance for certain kinds of people. Some historical examples of prejudice are, until the early years of the 20th century, women were not allowed to vote. The Holocaust happened partially because of a prejudice towards Jews. Some parents will not approve of their offsprings marrying anyone of a different religion. Some corporations hire women but do not promote any of them to supervisory positions. And it is sometimes assumed that someone who is physically disabled is also mentally disabled. And bullying can be caused by a prejudice against people who are different. My dear brothers and sisters, the whole problem of prejudice, unfortunately, is as old as the world, as it was part of the world in which Jesus lived as well. For example, Jews harbored a deep prejudice against Samaritans. And Jesus spoke out against it forcefully in a variety of ways. For example, he shocked his Jewish listeners by making a Samaritan the hero of one of the best-known parables, the parable of the Good Samaritan. And many Jews were no doubt irritated when Jesus pointed out that 10 lepers were healed one day, but only one to return to give thanks was a Samaritan. And many Jews were no doubt shocked to learn that Jesus asked a Samaritan woman for a drink from a common cup Samaritan used in today's gospel. My dear brothers and sisters, I would like to think that it was like a white man in pre-civil rights days asking a black woman for a drink from a common cup that blacks used. Even the Samaritan woman was shocked, saying to Jesus, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan. How can you ask me for a drink?" But Jesus did something even more dramatic to make a statement about the prejudice against the Samaritan of his time. In the long version of today's gospel, Jesus tells the woman that she has been married to 5 men. And she responds saying, "I know that the Messiah will come, and when he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus answered, "I am he." The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people there, "Come and see. The man who told me everything I have done, could he be the Messiah? Many Samaritans from the town went out to the well to meet Jesus. After talking to him for a while, they invited him to their town. And Jesus stayed with them 2 days, teaching them. When Jesus left the woman's neighbors and said to her, "We believe now, not because of what you said, but because we ourselves have heard him, and we know that he really is the Savior of the world." And so the woman, Samaritan woman, became the very first missionary to the non-Jewish world. Later, the Apostle Philip would go to Samaria and build on the work the Samaritan woman began. He, in turn, would be followed by none other than Peter and James and John. But it was the woman at the well who led the way. It happened that in the early days of Christianity, my dear brothers and sisters, the Samaritan woman became a popular symbol for adults preparing for baptism. They were to respond to their encounter with Jesus in baptism as the woman responded to her encounter with Jesus at the well, by sharing the good news of Jesus with others. Herein lies the practical message in today's gospel for each one of us. We too should respond to our encounter with Jesus at the well of baptism the way the Samaritan woman did. We should share with others the good news and the new life that we have received in baptism. Let me illustrate one important way we can do this. Reliable estimates are that perhaps some 30% of 557,000 Catholics of the Diocese of Calgary are inactive of their faith. The average of 200 Catholics per parish. Statistics show that the best missionaries to inactive Catholics are friends, neighbors, or family members. Statistics has also show that nearly two-thirds of all Catholics who become active again do so because a friend or relative invited them to return. Herein, I believe, lies an area of missionary work in which every Catholic in this church can and should become involved. My dear brothers and sisters, we all know inactive Catholics who, through our Lenten sacrifices and our loving invitation, might find their way back to the church. Jesus assures us that there is more joy in heaven over one person who has strayed from the fold and returned than over 100 persons who have no need of salvation. Let me close with these words of wisdom from Pope Francis. I quote, "We believe Jesus when we accept his word. We believe Jesus when we accept his testimony because he is truthful. We believe in Jesus when we personally welcome him into our lives and journey towards him, clinging him in love and following in his footsteps along the way. Amen.